to go trick-or-treating for the first time since we moved to Africa and began our hybrid lives of town comforts and wilderness living.
Oh boy, let's see your costume.
Silly Daddy, it's just me.
You don't look like a giraffe at all in that purple fluffy monster costume.
Thanks. I bet you no one will recognize me in this most clever disguise.
Well, you do look great. Have fun out there.
Bye.
Ding dong.
Oh, hey, Clarabelle. Cool costume. Daisy, how did you know it was me? You're 12 feet tall. I could have put a broomstick in my costume to make me look this tall.
Your hooves are the other dead giveaway.
Oh, right. Well, your costume is stunning, by the way. I love the dress and glitter. Ooh, and the wings. Is Oscar ready?
Oscar, let's go!
Oh, hey, Clarabelle. Did you know that candy corn used to be called chicken feed in 1898?
Cool. So, is that why you're dressed as a chicken with a corn candy hat?
You got it. I like to add a little history into my costume every year. Keeps it interesting. Plus, when my candy bucket gets filled, I can take my hat off and use it to hold even more treats.
Smart. Let's go.
Ding dong.
Trick-or-treat.
What delightful costumes. A chicken, a fairy princess, and Clarabelle, you look great in that.
Oh, come on. How did you know it was me?
Honey, you're 12 feet tall.
Ding dong.
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
Hey, Clarabelle, cool costume. And who are you two?
Daisy.
Oscar.
Ooh, marshmallow pumpkins.
Look at all these treats. My bucket's already half full, but it could also be half empty. Tonight, I'm feeling pretty optimistic about my potential to collect maximum amounts of treats. So I'm going to go with half full.
I can't wait to eat these. Oscar, when we get home, do you want to trade your marshmallow pumpkins for my corn candy?
Marshmallows were invented by Egyptians around 2000 BC. Yes, I'll trade one with you later.
Oh, it would be great if at least one person on our street didn't recognize me in my costume.
Hey, Clarabelle, you seem pretty sad about it. Don't you like being so popular in the neighborhood that everyone knows who you are?
Well, sure, I guess. It would just be fun to really trick someone tonight. You know, since we are trick-or-treating and stuff.
Ding dong!
Trick-or-treat!
Sup, Clarabelle? Loving the fur. Who are you with?
I'm Daisy.
And I'm Oscar.
Whoa, no way. Totally tricked me. Thought you guys were actually fairy princess and giant chicken with candy corn stuck to its head. Well, later, guys. Happy Halloween.
That was so fun.
Yeah, the fact that he didn't question the presence of a giant chicken on his doorstep was pretty humorous.
See, guys, I want to play that cool game of tricking the treat givers.
Sorry you're feeling disappointed, Clarabelle. If it would help, I could pretend I don't know who you are.
Thanks, Daisy, but I'll just continue accepting that everyone can tell who I am. I'm still having fun. Don't worry.
Hey, Oscar, what if me, I didn't do it for you, and then his Swiss eyes?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ding dong.
Trick or treat.
Ding dong.
Trick or treat.
Ding dong.
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
My bucket's so full.
Mine too, but I still have my corn candy hat I could use for one more house.
Let's head out into the wilderness for some really spooky haunting.
What do you mean, Daisy?
Well,
We could pretend to be monsters out on the savannah. We live right across the street from the savannah. Remember?
How could I forget?
Sure. Let's go run around with joyous leaps in the African savannah.
No cars or lines coming down the road.
Let's cross.
A monster! Everyone run! It's a huge purple monster!
Hey, everyone! It's just me, Clarabelle!
Bothersome baobabs, Clarabelle! You had all my hooves up in a tiz. I never would have recognized you in a million years!
Hooray! Happy Halloween! Wait, did you guys plan this?
Maybe.
Happy Halloween to the best 12-foot monster giraffe I've ever seen.